on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we travel through time to witness how empires rose, ruled, and reshaped the world. In our last episode, we explored Charlemagne's dream of a united Christian Europe, a vision built with faith, law, and the sword. Today, we shift our gaze to the vast steppes of Central Asia, where another kind of empire was born. One that rose not from cities or scholars, but from the wild, open grasslands, an empire forged on horseback, led by one of history's most unstoppable conquerors. This is the story of the Mongol Empire, and of Genghis Khan, the man who built the largest contiguous empire the world has ever known. In the late 12th century, the Mongols were not an empire. They were a collection of nomadic tribes, scattered across the harsh plains of Mongolia. They hunted, herded, and warred among themselves. Life on the steppe was brutal and uncertain. Survival depended on loyalty, skill, and strength. But out of this chaos emerged a man named Temujin, born into hardship, betrayal, and exile. When Temujin was a boy, his father was poisoned by rivals, leaving his family destitute. For years, they wandered the steppe, surviving on wild roots and fish. Yet from these harsh beginnings, Temujin learned the two lessons that would define his empire: the power of unity and the cost of betrayal. By his late 20s, Temujin had begun uniting the Mongol tribes, not through bloodline or religion, but through merit and loyalty. He reorganized Mongol society, breaking tribal divisions and promoting soldiers based on skill rather than birth. In 1206 CE, after years of warfare, he achieved the impossible: he unified the Mongols under one banner. At a great council known as the Kurultai, he was proclaimed Genghis Khan, meaning universal ruler. With his people united, Genghis Khan turned outward. The Mongols swept across Asia with terrifying speed and precision. Their army was unlike anything the world had seen, small but mobile, disciplined, and devastatingly effective. Each warrior had multiple horses, allowing them to ride for days without rest. Communication across vast distances was maintained by relay riders and signal flags. Genghis Khan's tactics, feigned retreats, encirclements, psychological warfare, were revolutionary. Cities that resisted were destroyed without mercy, those that surrendered were spared and absorbed into the empire. The Mongols' strategy was as much psychological as military. Terror broke empires before swords did. Their first great campaigns struck the Xia and Jin dynasties in northern China, followed by devastating invasions into Central Asia. Cities like Samarkand and Bukhara, centers of Islamic learning and culture, fell one after another. In 1219, when the Khwarazmian Shah executed Genghis Khan's envoys, the Khan unleashed total war. His vengeance leveled entire cities, leaving behind smoking ruins as warnings to others. Yet beneath the brutality was order. Genghis Khan established a code of laws, the Yasa, which enforced discipline among his troops and loyalty across his vast empire. He encouraged religious tolerance, allowing Buddhists, Muslims, and Christians to coexist under Mongol rule. Trade flourished under his protection. The Silk Road, long fragmented by war, became safe again. When Genghis Khan died in 1227 CE, his empire stretched from the Pacific Ocean to the Caspian Sea. His sons and grandsons carried on the conquest. Under Ogedei Khan, the Mongols invaded Russia and Eastern Europe, capturing Kiev and reaching as far as Hungary and Poland. Under Kublai Khan, Genghis's grandson, they completed the conquest of China, founding the Yuan dynasty in 1271 and ruling from a new capital, Beijing. At its height, the Mongol Empire encompassed nearly 24 million square kilometers, a fifth of the Earth's land surface. It linked east and west under one rule for the first time in history. But what made the Mongols truly extraordinary was not just their conquests, it was their connectivity. They built the YAM system, an empire-wide network of relay stations for communication and trade. Merchants, travelers, and envoys could cross thousands of miles safely under the Pax Mongolica, the Mongol peace. Ideas, inventions, and goods flowed freely across continents. Gunpowder, printing, and paper from China traveled westward, while glassmaking, astronomy, and medicine from the Islamic world reached the east. The Mongols also influenced governance. They valued competence over ethnicity, often employing Persian administrators, Chinese scholars, and Arab engineers. Their empire was a vast web of collaboration, a global exchange long before globalization existed. Yet the empire's size was both its triumph and its downfall. The vast distances that connected it also made it fragile. Rivalries among Genghis's descendants split the empire into four khanates: the Golden Horde in Russia, the Ilkhanate in Persia, the Shagatai Khanate in Central Asia, and the Yuan Dynasty in China. Each developed its own culture and destiny. By the 14th century, internal divisions, rebellions, and the spread of the Black Death weakened the Mongols' dominance. One by one, their territories slipped away. The empire that had once ruled from the Pacific to the Danube fragmented into history. Still, the Mongol legacy endures. Genghis Khan's empire reshaped the world. It reconnected Eurasia after centuries of separation, accelerated cultural exchange, and altered the course of trade, warfare, and diplomacy. Under the Mongols, maps were redrawn, technologies transferred, and civilizations intertwined. Though often remembered for destruction, the Mongols also built bridges between East and West, between past and future. Their empire stands as proof that even from the harshest lands, vision and unity can create a force powerful enough to change the world. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we'll move west once again, to Africa, where the Mali Empire rose from the sands of the Sahara to become a beacon of wealth, trade, and learning under its legendary ruler, Mansa Musa.